From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. Mountains can shape not only a region's weather, but its climate. When wind blows warm, moist air against a mountain range, the air is pushed upward by the mountain. As it rises, it cools. The moisture within it condenses into rain, which falls on the front side of the range, creating a lush landscape. But behind the range, the air, now empty of moisture, can leave the landscape extremely dry. The mountains have essentially blocked the passage of weather systems. This is called a rain shadow. These very dry areas occur frequently when oceans or even very large lakes meet coastal mountain ranges. The air charges with moisture over the body of water, dumps it on the coast, and leaves the interior dry. We see rain shadows in California, where the Sierra Nevada catches the moisture from the Pacific and produces Death Valley to the east. And in China, on the Tibetan Plateau, where the Gobi Desert stretches out behind the Himalayas. And in South America, where the Atacama Desert has formed behind the Andes. It's one of Earth's driest environments. Even the Great Plains of the U.S., once called the Great American Desert, are kept sometimes dangerously dry by the Rocky Mountains, which form a barrier across the country. Rain shadows are a permanent climatic feature on the landscape, or at least as permanent as the mountains and winds that create them. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.